To Juno Afternoon, I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. Alaska has lots of musical talent, and our next guest, Zanzler, has been on a mission to showcase some of that talent through live stream programs on the web. Zanzler, hi, welcome to the show. Great to have you here. So you're on the show today to talk about your virtual music fest, Vibestream 2021, happening this Friday. What can you tell us about it?
So essentially, it's a showcase of Alaskan artists, most of which are in the Juneau area. It's going to be streaming on YouTube on Friday, December 17th at 7 p.m.
Okay, so the video that people are watching, it's all submissions from around the state. People have submitted videos for you that they've created?
Yes, basically. And I compile them and I edit them together into a show. And I also do like little intros for each artist. So,
okay, great. And who are some of the performers we can expect to see?
We have 247, which is like a jam band that's kind of from Juneau. And we got Air Jazz. We got A Train of Thought, Eliza Valentine, Leo Season, Paul Guapo, Rich Montclair. We got Garden of Agony. We have a whole bunch of others. Like last year it was like 10 artists, this year it's 16. So it's really cool to see. And everybody's all over the place. We got like artists that like make like electronic music. And then we got artists that like make like folk music. And then of course, Garden of Agony's got their rock music and they're amazing. And we have a lot of rappers. It's a lot. It just shows the variety. And like the, not just, you know, it's not just like, wow, look at all these talented people. It's like, wow, look at all these people doing all these totally different things. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So with such variety in the program, how did you decide which musicians to be involved with it this year?
Well, when I was first doing it, I was very much, I know a lot of talented people. So a lot of the people who I reached out to are either people I'm mutuals with or people I'm familiar with in the music scene in Juneau or otherwise. And I was talking to my friend Kevin, aka Paul Guapo, who's in the Vibe Stream actually, about it. And he's like, yeah, you should have like as many people as possible. And one thing I realized early on is that, you know, it's not so much about like my tastes and my, you know, I started looking at it less as like me curating like a playlist of stuff I like and more just like me showing off all of this talent, because even if I'm not feeling it, somebody else might. And that's not to say that I don't like any of the artists. It's just like, I'm less picky than I was. And like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. It just sounds like it's very inclusive. And yeah, I think you said it great, that all are welcome and that each of the performers is going to have the audience that they really resonate with. Why did you start curating this? How did that come about? What made you decide to produce this kind of concert?
So 2020 of January, I had this idea to have like this music festival. And I was like, there are so many cool artists in Juneau. And that was where my head was at the time. I was like, it would be so cool if we just had like a giant music festival and we could throw it at the Jack and have all these artists. And then of course the pandemic happened. So that was a big thing where it was like, I kind of threw the idea away. I was like, okay, well that's not happening ever. But then around September, October, I realized that we could do it virtually. And I was seeing a lot of virtual shows that like people were putting on. And I was like, oh shoot, like I should do something like that. So that's kind of how it came about. And I, my friend Edgar came up with the name Vibe Stream, and I just kind of went from there, you know, reaching out to people, sort of figuring out what the show was supposed to be. I recorded my own performance, and then I also recorded like these intros for each artist. So that's one thing that's really unique about the show is like each artist that is performing, like I introduce them and I sort of describe what their music is. And I'm not exactly sure why I did it. I guess it's, I sort of did it as like a way to like segue in between artists so that it's more like cohesive show, but it's sort of a very unique thing. And I did it this year in like the exact same way, because I really like the idea of a show that has like a consistent style and format. And so, but yeah, the main thing that made me want to start the show is like showcasing Alaskan talent. And also like from the show, after the show, like there was a lot of community that was sort of created around the Vibe Stream. There was a lot of musicians that were like reaching out to each other and collaborating and like watching each other. And a lot of people are like, dang, I've never seen anything like this. And that is really a cool, that's like my favorite part of this, is like creating a community around the show that I'm doing and having all these people submitting things. And, you know, it's not like I'm the one creating this entirely. Like there's so many artists that put their all into like creating a great performance, and like, you know, artists are putting their like their best visuals forward, doing cool things with lighting, and it's really incredible. And like none of it, I'm not paying anybody, you know. The show is nonprofit. It's not a business. I'm not trying to gain anything out of this other than to just do it because I want to. And it's really cool to see everybody else kind of put that mindset forward, that we're really just doing it for the love of music and for the love of the community that grows around music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love what you just described too, that it's art inspiring more art, that as soon as these musicians started connecting with each other around this show, that there was more art that came about because of that. As you've alluded to in our conversation, not only are you the producer of this concert, but you yourself are a musician. How did you start performing?
I think it sort of came from the fact that I was put into piano lessons and choir lessons when I was young, and I was very drawn to the piano. And then I performed in rock bands in like elementary school. And then what really got me going making music was my friend Arius, AKA Air Jazz, who's in the show actually. He was like, we were like in middle school together, and he was like rapping, and I was like, damn, like whatever he's doing, I want to do that. Like, I want to like produce his beats. And so like, I did anything I could to be a part of what he was doing. And then that really inspired me. And that really got me into production. And then I started producing, and then I started writing my own songs. And yeah, that's basically how I got there.
Cool. Well, I have prepared for us to listen to is a clip of your song Temporary, which features Air Jazz and also Eliza Valentine. You know which song I'm talking about. Can you set us up a little bit before I play a clip? How did this song come together?
Yeah, the song is like, I think I started making the beat in the Egan Library, and I thought the idea was really cool. And I don't know, what's crazy about the song is that like the way it sounds is exactly how I envisioned it. Like I was like, okay, we're gonna have Arius rapping on the verse. We're gonna have Eliza coming in on the pre-chorus and the chorus. And it's very much like an example of me creating a song that's very much my own, but it's also very much about the other artists. Like it's sort of meant to highlight these other artists and what they can do. It's a really good song. I'm really proud of it.
Cool. All right. Well, let's give a little bit of a listen to it. All right. That's great. So if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Zanzler. That's a bit of his song Temporary, performed with Eliza Valentine and Air Jazz. So Zanzler, I could catch a little bit of the drum beat in there. It's very Phil Collins-esque to my ear. Yes, exactly. And yeah, you hear that more later in the song. Who are who are some of your other influences?
Yeah, Phil Collins isn't a big influence, but that drum fill is actually called Phil Collins, which is, it's funny because it's like Phil. But my biggest influences are Tyler, the Creator, Kanye West, Tame Impala, Weezer. I really like music that is instantaneous. I really like music that grabs you. But I also like music that's instantly gratifying, but also has like cool chords. A lot of people compare my music to Rex Orange County, which is crazy because when I started making music, I didn't ever listen to Rex Orange County, but like a lot of people are like, dude, you're like Rex Orange County. It's like, it's very similar. Like we both take a lot of influences from like hip hop and jazz and R&B and pop music. And we both have like low voices. So yeah.
Cool. Great. Well, we're running out of time. I'm super excited about what you're doing. Your music is great. And this concert series is super cool. For those who want to tune in Friday night, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, okay. So on my Instagram, there's a link to my YouTube, which you can visit. And on Friday, I'm going to post the link for the Vibe stream, probably sometime in the morning or the afternoon. And it's going to be like one of those links where it's like, it's there, but it's going to premiere at 7 p.m. So that way you can visit the link and you can be there exactly when it starts. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's, and my YouTube account is Zansler, Zansler, and my Instagram is it's Zansler, Zansler. Sorry, that I got that wrong, but yeah.
Okay, great. And I was able to find you very easily just by doing a quick Google search of Zanzler. You popped up right away. So for our audience who can't remember all that detail, plug that in. You can Google search Vibe Stream 2021, and you'll also find concert information. Thanks so much for joining us today. Stay in touch with us. Come back. Talk about more music that you're producing. We'd love to hear more from you.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Have a great afternoon. All right, coming up, Santa doesn't just ride on a sleigh pulled by a reindeer. How once a year he also hitches a ride with Capital City Fire and Rescue. That'll be coming up